you know, after people go through the immediate aftermath of this and start to respond to those shocks to the system, they often report learning a lot of things that they end up valuing in the end.
I guess they get a different perspective on life, what's important and what isn't.
That's certainly part of it. We've done a lot of research on this over the years, and there's basically five different reports that we tend to get from people about how struggling with traumatic events changes them. And that's one, an appreciation of life. And another is finding new opportunities in life that they wouldn't have had otherwise. A third is having their relationships with others strengthened and improved. A fourth is recognizing that they have a lot of strength and capability. And a fifth is some spiritual change or development.
Police officers and firefighters, they go through this type of work every day. Now, certainly not as horrific as 9/11, but they respond to terrible accidents. They respond to terrible fires. They see pain and suffering on a daily basis. Does that harden them somewhat? Does it give them sort of a thicker armor to protect themselves against this? And does that armor eventually crack?
Well, there's a lot of individual differences in this kind of thing. People, if they get armored, as you're saying, that can be a sort of paradoxically a weakness for them. Because then, as you say, it becomes kind of a brittle psychology. And something along the line may crack that armor and make it a particularly difficult thing for them to deal with. So a better response is not this sort of brittle armor of not feeling anything and not wanting to face anything and avoid it, but instead to face up to exactly what's going on, what it is that they're seeing and experiencing, somehow to take it in and to make some kind of sense of it all.
You will be one of the keynote speakers at this annual Institute for Disaster Mental Health conference at New Paltz. What do you plan to say to the people?
Well, I plan to tell them about the fact that most people in the aftermath of traumatic events do well, that the exception to the rule is PTSD and other kinds of psychiatric disorders, that among people with those kinds of problems, you also find reports of value and growth in their experience. So it's not a mutually exclusive kind of thing where people either do well or do badly, but it's more like a kind of a mixed bag of responses that you find in people.